Surat An-Naba. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. About what are they asking? About the mighty event, the theme of their disputes. Very soon they shall come to know. We repeat, very soon they shall come to know. Is it not true that we have spread the earth like a bed, and the mountains as pegs, created you in pairs, provided you rest in sleep, made the night a mantle, made the day to work for earning your livelihood, built above you seven firmaments, placed therein a shining lamp, sent down abundant water from the clouds, bringing forth grain, vegetation, and gardens of luxurious growth. The day of decision is already fixed. On that day the trumpet shall be sounded, and you shall come forth in multitude. The sky shall be opened as if there were doors. The mountains shall vanish as if they were a mirage. For sure the hell shall lie in ambush to become a home for the transgressors. There they shall live for ages. In it they shall taste neither refreshment nor drink, except scalding water and decaying filth. A fitting recompense for their deeds, for they never expected to be accountable, and wittingly rejected our revelations. But we recorded everything in a book. It will be said, taste the fruits of your deeds. You shall have nothing but increase in punishment. On that day, the righteous will certainly achieve their heart's desires, beautiful gardens, vineyards, and young women of their own age, and overflowing cups. They shall hear no vanity, nor any falsehood. A recompense from your Rabb, and a gift beyond their account, from the Compassionate, who is the Rabb of the heavens, the earth, and all that lies between them, before whom no one shall be able to speak. On that day, the Spirit and the angels shall stand in their ranks. None shall speak except the one to whom the Compassionate shall grant permission to speak, and he will speak straight to the point. That day is a sure reality. Let him who desires seek a way back to his Rabb. Indeed, we have forewarned you of an imminent punishment which lies close at hand. On the day when man shall see what his hands have sent forth, and the unbeliever will cry, I wish I could remain merely dust. Surat An-Naziat. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. By those angels who violently pull out the souls of the wrongdoers, and those who gently draw out the souls of the righteous, and those who glide about swiftly through space, then speed headlong to carry out the commands of Allah, and those who regulate the affairs of the world, the day on which the quake shall cause a violent commotion, which will be followed by another violent commotion, and on that day hearts shall be pounding with terror, and sight shall be downcast. The unbelievers say, shall we really be restored to our former state when we shall have become hollow bones? They further say, it would then be a fruitless restoration. They should know that it shall be only a single shout, and they will be back to life in open plain. Have you heard the story of Musa, when his Rabb called him in the sacred valley of Tur and said, go to Pharaoh, for he has indeed transgressed all bounds, and tell him, have you the desire to purify yourself? If so, I shall guide you towards your Rabb, so that you may fear him. Then Musa showed Pharaoh the mighty sign, but he denied and disobeyed. Then he quickly turned back, assembled his people, and made a proclamation, I am your Lord, the Most High. Consequently, Allah seized him for punishment, both in the hereafter and in this life. Surely in this there is a lesson for the God-fearing. O mankind, is your creation harder than the heaven that he built? He raised its canopy and fashioned it to perfection. He gave darkness to the night and brightness to the day. After that he spread out the earth. Then from it he brought forth its water and its pasture, set its mountains, and made them beneficial for you and your cattle. When the great disaster will strike, the day when man will call to mind all that he had striven for, when hell shall be placed in full view of all, then he who had rebelled and preferred the life of this world shall have his abode in hell. But he who had feared standing before his Rabb and curbed his evil desires shall have his home in paradise. They ask you about the hour, when will it come? But it is not for you to know or tell its timing. Only your Rabb knows when it will come. You are but a warner to him who fears it. On that day when they shall see it, they shall feel as if they had stayed in this world only one evening or one morning. Surat Abasa. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. He frowned and turned away when there came to him the blind man. How can you tell? He might have sought to purify himself or become reminded and might have benefited from our reminder. As for him who is indifferent to whom you are attending, you will not be held responsible if he would not purify himself. Yet to him who came to you with zeal on his own and with fear of Allah in his heart, you gave no heed. It should not be so. Indeed, this is but an admonition. Let him who wants accept it. It is written in scrolls which are honored, exalted, purified, and which remain in the hands of scribes who are noble and virtuous. Woe to man! What a disbeliever he is! Out of what has Allah created him? Out of a semen drop. Allah created him and then fashioned him in due proportion, then makes his way of life smooth for him, then causes him to die and stows him in a grave. Then he will surely bring him back to life when he pleases. By no means has he fulfilled the duty that Allah has assigned him. Let man reflect on the food he eats, how we pour down rainwater in abundance and cleave the soil asunder, how we bring forth grain, grapes and nutritious vegetation, olives and dates, lush gardens, fruits and fodder as means of sustenance for you and your cattle. Finally, when there come the deafening blast, on that day each man shall flee from his own brother, his mother and his father, his wife and his children, for each one of them on that day shall have enough concern of his own to make him indifferent to the others. Some faces on that day shall be shining, smiling and joyful, and some faces on that day shall be dusty and veiled with darkness. These shall be the faces of the disbelieving wicked. Surat At-Takwir. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. When the sun will cease to shine, when the stars will lose their luster, when the mountains will be blown away, when the 10-month pregnant she-camels will be left unattended, when the wild beast will be brought together, when the oceans will be set ablaze, when the souls will be reunited with the bodies, when the infant girls buried alive will be questioned for what sin she was killed, when the record will be laid open, when the heaven will be stripped bare, when hell will be set to blaze, and when the paradise will be brought near, then each soul shall know what it has brought with it. But swear by the retreating stars that run their course and hide, by the night as it dissipates, by the morning when it breathes again. Surely this word is brought by a noble messenger, possessor of mighty power, having very high rank with the owner of the throne, who is obeyed in heaven and is trustworthy. O people of Mecca, your companion has not gone mad. He indeed saw him in the clear horizon, and he is not stingy to withhold the knowledge of the unseen. This is not the word of an accursed shaitan. Where then are you going? This is but a message to all the people of the world, to each one who wishes to follow the right way. Yet your wishes are of no avail unless Allah, the Rabb of the worlds, pleases so. Al-Infitar. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. When the heaven will be cleft asunder, when the stars will scatter, when the oceans will be torn apart, and when the graves will be laid open, then each soul shall know what it has sent forth and what it left behind. O man, what has lured you away from your gracious Rabb, who created you, fashioned you, proportioned you, and molded you in whatever form he pleased? Nay, in fact, you deny the day of judgment. You should know that guardian angels have indeed been appointed over you, who are noble writers. They know all that you do. On that day the righteous will surely be in bliss, while the wicked will indeed go to hell. They shall enter it on the day of judgment, and they shall not be able to escape from it. What will explain to you what the day of judgment is? Again, what will explain to you what the day of judgment is? It will be the day when no one shall have the power to do anything for another, for on that day Allah shall keep the entire command to himself. Surat Al-Mutaffifin. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Woe to those who defraud, who when they take by measure from men, take the full measure, but when they give by measure or by weight to others, they give less than due. Do they not think that they will be raised to life again on a mighty day, a day when all mankind will stand before the Rabb of the worlds? Indeed not. The record of the wicked is in Sijin. What will explain to you what the Sijin is? This is a written book of hell. Woe on that day to the disbelievers who deny the day of judgment. None denies it except the sinful transgressor, who when our revelations are recited to him says, "These are the tales of the ancient peoples." Of course not. In fact, their misdeeds have caused a covering on their hearts. Indeed, on that day they shall be debarred from the vision of their Rabb. Then they shall be made to enter hell and told, "This is what you used to deny." But surely the record of the righteous is in Aliyin, and what will explain to you what Aliyin is? This is a written book, attested by those who are nearest to Allah. Surely the righteous will be in bliss, reclining on soft couches, looking all around, and you will recognize in their faces the brightness of bliss. Their thirst will be quenched with the choicest sealed wine, and the seal will be of musk. Those who wish to excel above others, let them endeavor to excel in this. That wine shall have a mixture of Taznim, a spring at which those nearest to Allah will drink. During their life on earth, the culprits used to mock at the believers and wink at one another as they passed them by. When they returned to their own people, they returned jesting. And when they saw the believers, they used to say, "These are the people who have surely gone astray, although they had not been sent as guardians over them." On that day, the believers shall be laughing at the unbelievers as they recline on couches and gaze at them. Have not the unbelievers been fully rewarded for what they used to do? Surat Al-Inshikak. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. When heaven will split asunder, obeying her Rabb's command as she ought to, when the earth will spread out and cast out all that is within her and becomes empty, obeying her rep's command as she ought to. That will be the day of your accountability, O mankind. Surely you must strive toward your rep, a hard striving. Then you shall meet him. Then he who will be given his book of deeds in his right hand shall have a quick and easy reckoning, and shall return to his people rejoicing. But he who will be given his book of deeds from behind his back shall soon be calling for death, and shall be made to enter a blazing fire. For he used to live happily with his kinfolks, and thought that he would never return to Allah for accountability. Yet surely his Rabb was ever watching over his misdeeds. I swear by the glow of sunset, by the night and all that it gathers together, by the moon when she grows full, that you shall gradually pass from one stage to another. What is the matter with the people that they do not believe, and when the Quran is recited to them, they do not prostrate? Nay, the unbelievers will deny, and Allah knows what they are hiding in their hearts. Therefore, proclaim to them a painful punishment, except those who embrace the true faith and do good deeds. For them, there will be a never-ending reward. Surat Al-Baruj. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. By the heaven and its constellations, by the promised day of judgment, by the witnesses and that which is being witnessed, doomed be the makers of the ditch, who lit the fuel-fed fire and sat around it to watch what they were doing to the believers. They tortured them for no other reason than that they believed in Allah, the Almighty, the Praiseworthy, the one to whom belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is witness to all things. Those who persecute the believing men and believing women and do not repent shall receive the punishment of hell, wherein they shall have the punishment of conflagration. As for those who believe and do good deeds, they shall have gardens beneath which rivers flow, which will be the greatest success. Surely the seizure of your Rabb is very severe. Surely he it is who originates the creation of everything. He it is who will repeat it on the day of resurrection. He is the forgiving, the loving, the owner of the throne, the glorious, and the executor of his own will. Have you not heard the story of the warriors of Firaun and of Thamud? Yet the unbelievers persist in denying the truth, although Allah has encircled them from all around. Surely this is a glorious Quran, inscribed on an imperishable tablet. Surat At-Tariq. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. By the heaven and by the visitant by night. And what will explain to you what the visitant by night is? It is the star of piercing brightness. Over each soul there is an appointed guardian angel. Let man consider from what he is created. He is created from an emitted fluid that is produced from between the loins and the ribs. Surely he, the Creator, has the power to bring him back to life on the day when the hidden secrets will be brought to scrutiny. Then he will have neither power of his own nor any helper to save him from the punishment of Allah. By the sky which sends down rain, and by the earth which is ever bursting with new growth, surely this Quran is a decisive word, and it is no joke. These unbelievers of Mecca are plotting a scheme, and I too am plotting a scheme. Therefore, leave the unbelievers alone, leave them alone for a while. Surat Al-A'la. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Glorify the name of your Rabb, Most High, who has created all things and perfected them, who has set their destinies and guided them, who brings forth green pasture, then reduces it to black rubbish. Soon we shall make you recite our revelations, so you shall forget none of them, except what Allah wills. Surely he knows what is open and what is hidden. We shall make it easy for you to follow the easy way. Therefore, remind. Surely reminder does benefit. He who fears Allah will heed the reminder, and he who is unfortunate will avoid it. The one who will avoid shall burn in the gigantic fire where he shall neither die nor live. The one who will take admonition and purify himself shall be successful, who remembers the name of his Rabb and prays. But, O men, you prefer the life of this world, while the hereafter is better and everlasting. Surely the same was said in the earlier scriptures, the scriptures of Ibrahim and Musa. Surat Al-Ghashiyah. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Has the news of the overshadowing event of resurrection reached you? On that day, some faces will be downcast in hard labor, worn out, scorching in the blazing fire, given to drink from a boiling fountain. They shall have no food except bitter, thorny fruit, which will neither provide nourishment nor satisfy hunger. While some faces on that day shall be radiant, well pleased with their endeavors in lofty garden, therein they shall hear no loose talk, therein they shall have running springs, therein they shall be reclining on raised soft couches, with goblets placed before them, silky cushions ranged in order, and fine carpets richly spread. Do they not look at the camels, how they were created? The heaven, how it was raised high, the mountains, how they were firmly set, and the earth, how it is spread out. So keep on giving admonition, for you are an admonisher, not a taskmaster over them. As for those who turn their backs and disbelieve, Allah will punish them with the mighty punishment. Surely to us is their return, then surely it is for us to take their account. Surat Al-Fajr. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. By the morning, and the 10 nights, the even and the odd, and the night when it departs, is there not in these an oath for those who use their common sense? Have you not seen how your Rabb dealt with Ad, the residents of Iram, the city of lofty pillars, the like of which had never been built in other cities? And with the people of Thamud, who hewed out their dwellings in the rocks of the valley, and with Pharaoh, the owner of stakes, they all transgressed beyond bounds in their cities, and committed great mischief therein. Therefore your Rabb let loose on them his scourge of torment. Surely your Rabb is ever watchful. As for man, when his Rabb tries him through giving him honor and blessings, he says, "My Rabb is bountiful to me." But when he tries him through restricting his subsistence, he says, "My Rabb has humiliated me." Nay, but you did not show kindness to the orphan, nor did you encourage each other in feeding the poor. Greedily you lay your hands on the inheritance of the weak, and you love wealth with all your hearts. Nay, you should know when the earth will be pounded to powder, your Rabb will come with angels standing in ranks. Hell shall be brought in sight. On that day man will remember his deeds, but how is that remembrance going to profit him? He will say, "Alas, would that I had sent forth some good deeds for this life of mine." None can punish as Allah will punish on that day, and none can bind as he will bind. To the righteous soul it will be said, "O fully satisfied soul, return to your Rabb, well pleased with him and well pleasing to him. Join my servants and enter my paradise." Surat Al-Balad. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. I swear by this city, you have been made lawful in this city, and I swear by your father and the children he begot, certainly we have created man to be in stress. Does he think that none has power over him? He may boast, "I have squandered wealth in abundance." Does he think that no one observes him? Have we not given him 2 eyes to observe, 1 tongue and 2 lips to control it, then shown him the 2 highways? Yet he does not attempt to tackle the Aqaba. What will explain to you what the Aqaba is? It is the freeing of a neck from bondage, or the giving of food in a day of famine to an orphan relative or to a needy in distress. Besides this, he should be of those who believe. enjoin fortitude, encourage kindness and compassion. Such are the people of the right hand. But those who disbelieve our revelations, they are the people of the left hand, having fire all around them. Surat Ash-Shams. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. By the sun and its brightness, by the moon as she follows him, by the day which shows its splendor, by the night which draws a veil over it, by the heaven and him who made it, by the earth and him who spread it, by the soul and him who perfected it and inspired it with knowledge of what is wrong for it and what is right for it. Indeed, successful will be the one who keeps it pure, and indeed, failure will be the one who corrupts it. The people of Thamud denied the truth because of their arrogant transgression, when the most wicked man among them was deputy to kill the she-camel. The Rasul of Allah warned them, saying, "This is Allah's she-camel, do not molest her, let her drink on her turn." They disbelieved him and hamstrung her. Therefore, for that crime, their Rabb let loose his scourge upon them and leveled them to the ground, for he has no fear of its consequences. Surat Al-Layl. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. By the night when it covers with darkness, and by the day when it spreads its brightness, by him who created the male and the female, surely your efforts are directed towards various ends. So for him who gives in charity, fears Allah, and testifies to goodness, we shall facilitate for him the easy way. As for him who is a stingy and considers himself independent of Allah and rejects the goodness, we shall facilitate for him the hard way. Just think, what benefit will he get from his wealth if he himself is doomed? Surely it is for us to give guidance, and surely to us belong the end and the beginning. Therefore I warn you of the blazing fire in which none shall burn except the wretched who deny the truth and give no heed. But the pious shall be kept away from it. The one who spends in charity for self-purification, not seeking any favor from anyone for which a reward is expected in return, except seeking the good pleasure of his Rabb, the Most High. Such persons shall soon be well pleased with Allah. Surat Ad-Duha. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. By the morning daylight, and by the night when it covers with darkness, your Rabb has neither forsaken you, O Muhammad, nor is he displeased. Certainly the later period shall be better for you than the earlier. Soon your Rabb shall grant you something with which you will be well pleased. Did he not find you an orphan and give you shelter? Did he not find you lost and gave you guidance? Did he not find you poor and made you self-sufficient? Therefore, do not treat the orphan with harshness, and do not chide away the beggar, and rehearse the bounty of your Rabb. Surat Al-Insyirah. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. O Prophet, have we not expanded your breast for you, and relieved you from the burden which weighed down your back, and exalted your fame? Surely with every difficulty there is relief. Surely with every difficulty there is relief. Therefore, when you are free from your daily task, devote your time to the labor of worship and turn all your attention towards your Rabb. Surat At-Tin. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. By the fig and by the olive, by the Mount of Sinai and by this city of peace, we have indeed created man in the best stature. Then we abase him to the lowest of the low, except those who believe and do good deeds, for they shall have a never-ending reward. So what causes them to disbelieve you concerning the day of judgment? Is not Allah the best of all judges? Surat Al-Alaq. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Read, in the name of your Rabb who created man from a leech-like mass. Read, your Rabb is the most gracious, who taught by the pen, taught man what he knew not. Nay, indeed, man transgresses all bounds in thinking himself to be self-sufficient, although surely toward your Rabb is his return. Have you seen the one who forbids our servant from offering salah? Have you considered if he was on the right guidance or was enjoining true piety, why he would forbid someone from prayer? Have you considered if he denies the truth and turns away, what will happen? Does he not know that Allah is observing all things? Nay, let him know that if he does not stop, we will drag him by the forelock, a lying, sinful forelock. So let him call his supporters for help. We too shall call the gods of hell to deal with him. Nay, do not obey him. Prostrate yourself and bring yourself closer to your Rabb. Surah Al-Qadr. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Surely we have revealed this in the night of Qadr, and what will make you understand what the night of Qadr is? The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. The angels and the spirit come down with every decree by the leave of their Rabb. That night is the night of peace till the break of dawn. Surah Al-Bayyinah. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Those who are unbelievers from among the people of the book and from the mushrikeen were not going to desist from their unbelief until the clear proof came to them, that is, a Rasul of Allah reciting to them holy scriptures from purified pages containing infallible books. Those who were given the book before this did not divide into sects until after there came to them a clear proof. Yet they were commanded nothing but to worship Allah with their sincere devotion to Him, being true in their faith, to establish Salah and to pay Zakah, and that is the infallible true religion. Surely those who disbelieve from among the people of the book and the mushrikeen shall be in fire of hell, to dwell therein forever. They are the worst of all creatures. Surely those who believe and do good deeds are the best of all creatures. Their reward with their Rabb shall be the gardens of Eden, beneath which rivers flow, to dwell therein forever. Allah shall be well pleased with them, and they shall be well pleased with Him. That is for him who fears his Rabb. Surah Az-Zilzal. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. When the earth shall be shaken to her utmost convulsion, and the earth shall bring out all her inner burdens, man shall say, what is happening to her? On that day she shall report whatever had happened on her, for your Rabb shall have commanded her to do so. On that day man shall proceed in sorted out groups to be shown their book of deeds. Then whoever has done an atom's weight of good shall see it there, and whoever has done an atom's weight of evil shall see it there. Surah Al-Adiyat. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. By the snorting steeds, dashing off sparks by the strike of their hoofs, making raids in the morning and leaving a trail of dust as they dash into the middle of the enemy troops, surely man is ungrateful to his Rabb, and surely he himself bears witness to it, and surely he is violent in his love of this worldly wealth. Is he not aware that when those who lie in the graves will be raised to life, and that what is in their breast will be made known, surely their Rabb on that day shall have full knowledge about them. Surah Al-Qariyah. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. The Qariyah. What is the Qariyah? And what will explain to you what the Qariyah is? It is the day when men shall be like scattered moths and the mountains like colorful carded wool. On that day, He whose scale of good deeds is heavy shall live a pleasant, luxurious life. But he whose scale of good deeds is light shall abode in Havia, and what will explain to you what it is a blazing fire. Surat At-Takathur. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. O mankind, you have been distracted by the rivalry of piling up worldly gains against one another. You will never be satisfied until you get into the grave. Nevertheless, soon you shall come to know. Again, nevertheless, soon you shall come to know. Nay, would that you knew through the real knowledge provided to you in this Quran and care about your life in the hereafter, because on the day of judgment when you shall see the hell and see it with the certainty of your own eyes, you shall believe it, but that belief is going to do you no good, because on that day you shall be questioned about the blessings. Surat Al-Asr. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. By the time through the ages, surely mankind is in loss, except those who believe and do good deeds, exhort one another to the truth, and exhort one another to patience. Surat Al-Humazah. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Woe to every slanderer and defamer, who amasses wealth and keeps on counting it. He thinks that his wealth will ensure his status forever. By no means. He shall be thrown into Hutama. What will make you understand what Hutama is? It is the fire kindled to a blaze by Allah Himself, the one which will rise right to the heart, closing in upon them from every side in outstretched columns. Surat Al-Fil. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Have you not considered how your Rabb dealt with the army of the elephant? Did he not make their treacherous plan a flop, and send against them flocks of birds, which pelted them with stones of baked clay, thus rendered them like the chewed up chaff? Surat Al-Quraysh. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. The privilege of protection enjoyed by the Quraysh, safe passage for their trading caravans in the winter and the summer, so they should worship the Rabb of this house, who provided them food in the days of famine and made them secure against fear. Surat Al-Ma'un. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Have you seen the one who denies the day of judgment? He it is who drives away the orphan with harshness, and does not encourage the feeding of the poor. So woe to those who offer salah, but are neglectful of their salah, those who make a show of piety, and refuse to share the necessities of life. Surat Al-Kawthar. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. O Muhammad, surely we have granted you the Kawthar. Therefore, offer salah to your Rabb and sacrifice. Surely your enemy is the one who will be cut off from the root. Surat Al-Kafirun. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Say, O unbelievers, I worship not that which you worship, nor will you worship that which I worship. I shall never worship those gods whom you worship, nor it appears will you ever worship Allah whom I worship, to you your religion and to me mine. Surat An-Nasr. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. When there comes the help of Allah and the victory, you see the people entering Allah's religion in multitudes, so glorify your Rabb with his praises and pray for his forgiveness. Surely he is ever ready to accept repentance. Surat Al-Lahab. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Perish the hands of Abu Lahab, and perish he. His wealth and whatever he earned did not avail him anything. Soon he shall be burnt in a flaming fire. The carrier of crackling firewood shall have a rope of palm leaf fiber around her neck. Surat Al-Ikhlas. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Say, He is Allah, the One and Only. Allah is the Self-Sufficient. He begets not, nor is He begotten, and there is none comparable unto Him. Surat Al-Falaq. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Say, I seek refuge with the Rabb of the Dawn from the mischief of all that He has created, and from the mischief of darkness when it overspreads, from the mischief of those who blow on knots, and from the mischief of the envier when he envies. Surat An-Nas. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Say, I seek refuge in the Rabb of the mankind, the King of mankind, the real God of mankind, from the mischief of the slinking whisperers who whisper into the hearts of people, whether he be from among the Surat An-Nas. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Say, I seek refuge in the Rabb of the mankind, the King of mankind, the real God of mankind, from the mischief of the slinking whisperers who whisper into the hearts of people, whether he be from among the jinn or from the mankind.